You know, I thought it was. It's really hard to know what to say because, you know, we had a way we was going to tackle the game with 11 men, and, you know, spent most of it with 10. So you're always trying to come up with a way of playing with 10 men. I thought we did that brilliantly for 76, 77 minutes, whatever it was. And credit to Sutton, they kept going and they got their just rewards late on in the game.
They started well enough with the goal from Tom.
Yeah, we started well enough. Sutton had a couple of moments as well early on. But we'll never know what might have happened if it was 11-11. And, you know, at the end of the day, all we can do is take it on the chin and wish Sutton all the best in the next round.
What did you make of the penalty, the sending off?
Obviously, I'm further away. It looked like he'd overrun the ball, Tubbsy, through to our goalie. It's a big judgment call. It's a big one for the ref to decide there and then that early in the game that's an absolute cast iron sending off is a big call.
It's easy to say that red cards affect games, but it certainly did. The way you set up again after that, it felt like you made moments, but you needed that extra body in the box at times.
Of course we did. When you're down to 10 men, the onus is, at that point, we're 1-0 up. The onus is on the opposition to come at us. I thought first half we were excellent playing with 10 men. Second half, they changed their shape. They came at us more. And, you know, the longer you go, we knew Tom Elliott was carrying an injury before the game. We knew that he wasn't going to last it out. Lyle Taylor had to come off due to a straight foot stud challenge, and he's ended up, you know, he could be out for a little while with that. Didn't get penalised, and you have to move on. And listen, at the end of the day, I don't really know what to say. You know, it's credit to Sutton. They kept going. They've made a right game of it, and they've ended up coming out on top.
Was it just in the end fitness, the extra man that counted? It was the last 15 minutes that saw it went away from you.
Yeah, listen, our players, it was hard to keep our players calm. I've never seen them so frustrated with a man in the middle. So it was hard, every decision. You know, Dean Parrott gets absolutely taken out, cleaned out on the edge of the box, and the ref waves play on and then pulls it back and gives them the ball. So I think he'd lost a little bit of control at that point. But again, it's difficult to say. I'm proud of my boys. They had a right good go. The sending offs changed the game. Sutton have kept going, and they're through to the next round, and we wish them all the best.
Neil, congratulations, thank you.
In terms of the match, I mean, it was the pitch was heavy as well, so once you went down to 10 men, did you feel the worst because of the fact the surface was going to take out your players?
No, I thought we had fit boys. I thought that we could keep going. We had a game plan. We was trying to pass it, because when you're down to 10 men, you have to pass it. You can't just keep going forward because you've only got one striker. So we tried to play our way out. It's difficult to play your way out on the pitch. And like you say, we defended well, you know, 75 minutes in, whatever it was. I'm thinking we're 15 minutes away from doing a really, really good job. Obviously, they've scored a fantastic goal, and that's got them up. And you know, now we've got the proposition of extra time. And then we've just, you know, we've just switched off late on, and Sutton have kept going, and there you go.
Very little has gone against you in the last year or so. I guess this is just one setback, but you can use it in going forward in terms of your league and trying to push for the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll do our best now to get our league form back on track. We've got to pick the boys up. You know, they're frustrated, they're angry. Like I say, I've never seen them so angry with the man in the middle as I did today. But we've just got to dust ourselves down and try and go again. We're a decent team, and unfortunately today the 10 men just couldn't see it through.